Shmini Atzeres is designated by the Gemara as being special and different from Sukkos with the acronym of Pazar Kashav, Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez. I'd like to go through what exactly that is, how it relates to the day of Shmini Atzeres, also a quote from the Torah reading of the first Sefer Torah, the Torah reading of the second Sefer Torah, as well as the Haftarah. So first of all, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet, says, regarding Shmini Atzeres, Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, it's its own regel, its own holiday. When do we say that Shmini Atzeres is its own regel? L'inyan Pazar Kashav, regarding Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma, Daf Beis, also says, V'afilu l'man da'amar Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, even according to the one who says that Shmini Atzeres is a regel B'fnei Atzmahu, Hani Mili L'inyan Pazar Kashav, it's regarding only the six categories of Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez. The Gemara in Chagiga as well says, Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, Shmini Atzeres is a regel B'fnei Atzmahu, Emor de Amri Shmini Biregel B'fnei Atzmahu. When do we say that Shmini Atzeres is a regel B'fnei Atzmahu? Hani Mili L'inyan Pazar Kashav. Again, it's regarding the six categories of Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez. Finally, the Gemara in Sukkah says regel B'fnei Atzmahu that Shmini Atzeres is a regel B'fnei Atzmahu L'inyan Pazar Kashav regarding Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez. But here, finally, we have a description as to what these are: Pious B'fnei Atzmahu, Zman B'fnei Atzmahu, Regel B'fnei Atzmahu, Korban b'fnei atzmo, shira b'fnei atzmo, and bracha b'fnei atzmo. Those are Pazar Kashav. Pious, Zman, Regel, Korban, Shira, and Bracha. There's a source that I found on Hebrew books, which discusses, more on a drasha level at least, that Shmini Regel b'fnei atzmo, and I have it here in source number 5. Lingan Pazar Kashav, Shmini Atzeres has Regel b'fnei atzmo, Pei Zayin Resh Kuf Shin Vez, and it goes on to describe something we all know from this description we've been taught about what Shmini Atzeres is, that kol yimei achag makrivim ayin parim. There are 70 parim that are brought as korbanos throughout Sukkos, which refer to the 70 nations of the world, because Sukkot is a universal holiday where we can bring korbanos on behalf of the other nations. Shmini Atzeres yadua, but we know the Shmini Atzeres is known, HaMashal, the parable. The Melech Shemar Levonav, Ikfu Lai Od Yom Echad. Hashem tells us, Kasha Lai Pridaschem, as Rashi says, keep us closed one more day. Hashem says, you finished serving me on behalf of all the nations, now stay with me one more day, and just on your behalf. Vinei HaBen Kishu B'fnei Atzmo, Eno Bosh Legalos Matz Pino L'fnei Aviv. This source also discusses that a son in general, when he's with his father, he's not so embarrassed to describe his hidden thoughts that he has, which is not the case, though, if he's not with a private audience with his father. If there are other people around, he doesn't have the same relationship or the same openness with his father. Therefore, on the day of Shmini Atzeres, Shehu Neged Yisrael, which is the day designated specifically for the Jewish people, that's a day appropriate for us to really stand before Hashem and daven from the depths of our heart in private, one-on-one with Hashem. And that's what it means that Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo, that we're on our own b'fnei atzmo. Furthermore, kashav, pazar kashav, kashav, kuf shin vez, is the shoresh, is a lashon of tefillah, al shem v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma. And it says that Hashem pays attention to what we have to say, and here's what we have to say. V'zei regel b'fnei atzmo l'inyan pazar kashav, shu eis hakosha l'tzpaleh al menas shepizer chas v'shalom. And anyone who has chas v'shalom feels that they've been dispersed away from Hashem. The day of Shmini Atzeres is the day we could daven and come close to Hashem again as a son, one-on-one with Hashem. Now, either way, regarding what the pazar kashav really means, the fact is that it's six categories we're saying are designating Shmini Atzeres as a unique day in contrast to Sukkos. Which means that, like, Tariag mitzvos are 613 mitzvos, but if I ask you for a list of what those 613 are, you can't give me an exact list, because you might give me a list of the Rambam, you might give me a list of the Ramban, you might give me a list of the Bahag. There are many different counts as to what exactly are the 613, but we know it's 613. Everything we have has to fit within the category. So too on Pazar Kashav, Shmini Atzeres, there are only six, but everything about the holiday that's different, or that's unique, has to be one of these six categories, Pazar Kashav. So now there's a machlokas as to what exactly the Pazar Kashav refer to. So first, we can look at Rashi's. We have the Rashi in Maseches Yoma, which says, "Linan Pazar Kashav, a pious liatzma." What is the pious that's before itself? She'ein pious b'parei chag etzel mishmaros. There's no pious during the 70 parim that are brought on Sukkos regarding the mishmaros. The mishmaros go in order. There are 24 mishmaros that we have of Kohanim who rotate throughout the year for their service in the base of Mikdash. And on the course of these 70, then that means that of the 70 parim, 22 of the mishmaros will serve three times, and two will serve only twice. So as Rashi finishes, Shekol HaMishmeros Shonos Mashal Shos Bahen Lefi Cheshbon Sidron. They go in order. It's whether or not they have an original pious or not as a Mechukas Rishonim, but they go in order of these 24. And therefore, you might think to say, Rashi's point being, or the Gemara's point is, that on Shmini Atzeres, only one of those two that got shortchanged on Sukkos should have the right to bring the par on Shmini Atzeres. It's not true. It's stone pious, new count, it's completely separate. So as Rashi says, Val Par B'Shal Shmini, B'Tchila Mefaisin Lav. It's a new pious, a new lottery for the to decide which mishmar gets to do the par on Shmini Atzeres. Zman la'atzmo, Rashi says, levarech shechiyanu. You have an obligation to say bracha of shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, as opposed to the last day of Pesach. Regel yatzmo, he says, she'ein shem chag ha'sukos alav. Here he says that the regel means that they don't call it chag ha'sukos, and that refers to in our davening, in our benching, in our tefillah, as we'll see, that it's Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or Shmini Atzeres Chag Hazeh, depending on your nusach. But either way, it's not called Chag HaSukos. But Yevid, by the way, you are Yotze if you say Chag HaSukos on Shmini Atzeres in your davening. Korban Le'atzmo, Rashi says, She'en Korbanos Shaveh L'chol Shari Mosei Chag. The Korban is a completely different sequence than what you have throughout the days of Sukkos. She'kulam Parim U'rubim. They have many Parim brought on those days of Sukkos, for a total of 70. Ve'elim Shnayim, each day has two Elim. Arba asar kvasim and 14 kvasim. V'chad, but on Shmini Atzeres, parachad ayelachad v'shivach kvasim. Completely different count, completely different sequence, nothing to do with the days of Sukkos. Shir liatzma, what does it mean the shir is its own shir? She'en shiros shaveh l'chol shar shiros yimei ha'chag. It has nothing to do with the shiros that was said on the chag. Kol shir yimei ha'chag medaber me'en gezel matanos aniyim. Because the shir that was said every day with the korbanos of Musaf, Anish, Sukkos, all deal with some theme of taking away from the appropriate gifts of the aniyim, of the poor. V'yosan shechol moed mifurash. Actually, we have an acronym for those of chol moed m'sechah sukkah that says hombehi. It's hevav mem bet he yud for the 6 days of Sukkos. V'shal shmini atzeres eno me'in asif, but there's nothing to do with the harvest season on shmini atzeres. V'lo perishu lano ezo shira. According to Rashi here, at least, we don't have the explanation as to what exactly the shir is on shmini atzeres. And then finally, bracha lefnei atzmo. Bracha shehayam shemuvarchin l'tfilas chayei hamelech. There was a bracha they made for the life of the king. Long live the king was the bracha. Because the mefurash tosefta. And Rashi says, as it explains in the tosefta, the sukkah, Bayom Hashmini Shilach Esa'am, where the pasuk from the Haftorah says, on this eighth day, he sent the nation away, and they blessed the king. This refers to, of course, the Haftorah on Shmini Atzeres, which is where Shlomo HaMelech is dedicating the first Beis HaMikdash, and there he sends away the nation, and they give a blessing to the king. In commemoration of that event, of blessing the king on Shmini Atzeres, every year they did some celebration of long live the king, and that was called the bracha, according to Rashi here in Maseches Yoma. Next Rashi we have in source number 7 is Chagiga, basically the same idea, same themes of Pazar Kashav, slightly nuanced and different. Zman, of course, he says, the Shechianu Rego will concentrate on is Sheish Lo Shem Rego B'fnei Atzmo, it's his own name for a Talib, Enoi Kore Sukkos. It's not called Sukkos, right? We said it's called Shmini Atzeres. Here he does say, though, that more specifically, regarding the bracha, that bracha, there's a blessing for the king, zecher l'shlomo, he specifies that this is in commemoration of the event, as I mentioned, from Sefer Melachim, where on the Haftorah that is read on Shmini Atzeres, that it is zecher for the blessing of long live the king that they gave to Shlomo HaMelech. Rashi, in source number 8, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, similar idea, here it says, v'ton zman, zman means that it's a requirement to have a zman on that, set on that day, and again, regal yatzmash, ein shem chag asukos halav. But here, by Shira, he says, V'lonis parish lanu shira. We don't have an explanation as to what the Shira is. V'msech asofim nimsa shira. But he found in M'sech asofim what the Shira is. Hu lamatzeach ala shminis. The paragraph in Tehillim of lamatzeach ala shminis on the 8th. And then, again, on the bracha, he finishes off. That's source 8. Okay, so source 9 is one of Tosfos. Each of these four M'sechos has a big Tosfos regarding the issue of Pazar Kashav. The Tosfos here, is Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which says Pazar Kashav. Perush HaKuntras, he quotes Rashi, Regel B'fnei Atzmo, She'en Shem Chag HaSukos Alav. When it's called a Regel B'fnei Atzmo, it means that it's the name of Chag HaSukos isn't on it, it's its own name. V'Rotzelamar, which means to say, D'Bibirkas HaMazon U'Tfila, as I explained before, that in benching and davening, Maskir and Shmini Atzeres, we mentioned Shmini Atzeres, V'lo Sukos and not Sukos U'Vracha Li'Atzmo. So when it says Bracha Li'Atzmo, which is the base, Perush HaKuntras, Rashi explained that to be Shemavrach and Hiyo HaMelech Zecher L'Chanukas HaBayis. It's a blessing for the king in commemoration of the Chanukas HaBayis Rishon that Shlomo HaMelech did in Sefer Melachim. As it says, Bayom HaShmini Shelach HaSa'am Vay Rechu HaSa Melech, like he quoted before, K'detanyi B'Tosefta, as Rashi quoted the Tosefta. Your Tosefta here in Tosva says, Yom Tov Ha'achon Shechag, on the last day of the holiday of the Chag, of Sukkos, which is Shmini Atzeres, Pais B'fnei Atzmo, Zman L'fnei Atzmo, Korban Shiru V'racha Li'atzmo, Shenemar Bayom HaShmini Shilach HaSa'am V'arbechu HaSamelech. So they give, the Pazar Kashav is all unique to Shmini Atzeres, according to the Tosefta, and then it brings one pasuk at the end of this Bayom HaShmini, which is the source of Bracha B'fnei Atzmo. Tosva continues, Uperek Lulav Arava, and Mesech HaSukkah, it says, Ein Mash Mekach, it doesn't imply that at all, that that's what bracha means. The Tanya Hasan, because you learn in the Brisa there in Sukkah, Yeshem Sheshiva Semeh Chag, Tunim Korban Shir Bracha, just like the 7 days of Sukkot require Korban Shir and Bracha, Velina, sorry, fourth one, Lina, Kach Shmini Ton Vchuli, Shmini Atzeres also requires Korban, Shir, Bracha, and Lina. V'Rotzelamar, which means to say, Tosfos asks, My Bracha, what does Bracha mean there? They want to say Zman, it means Shechianu. Uparach, but the Gemara there asks, Zman kol shiva miikad. Is there a Shechianu being said all days of Sukkot that you could say you need bracha both on Sukkot and also on Shmini Atzeres? Umasik, so the conclusion of the Gemara is, my bracha, what is bracha? Birkas HaMazon Tefil. It has to be benching and davening. Why? Because there's no Zman on the first day, so in order for Shmini Atzeres to be similar to Sukkot and that it requires a bracha, just like Shmini Atzeres, just like Sukkot requires a bracha, the word bracha must mean something that exists both on Sukkot and on Shmini Atzeres. So bracha must mean benching and davening. So that's similar to what Rabbeinu Tam explains. In this case over here, as we'll see, v'regel yatzmo shetu'ed alina. So Rabbeinu Tam says that v'regel atzmo here doesn't mean like Rashi, but it means lina. You're required to have lina. Lina means that after you bring the korban in the daytime, you're required to stay overnight for in Yerushalayim after the night of that holiday. So Shmini Atzeres requires you to sleep overnight post Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres falls out on the 22nd day of Tishrei. You're required to sleep over until the 23rd day of Tishrei. You cannot leave on Yom Tov on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbeinu Chanan appears. Rabbeinu Chanan has a different explanation that regal b'fnei atzma means in an avelos. Regarding avelos, it's a regal b'fnei atzma. Mishum darmina b'moed katan perek baser. As the Gemara Moed Katan says, Hakover Mesa, one who chas v'shalom is burying their dead, shiva yam kodem l'regal, 7 days before Sukkos. But the Mirnig zera shloshim, they have no shloshim, so they had a chance to sit shiva before Sukkos. As we'll see, it can't exactly be that way because of the calendar. But if they did, shloshim would end with Sukkos. Mezinim deleka shiva kodem regal, and there are times also when you don't have a full 7 before the regal. Vafi lohachi batam imenig zera shloshim. And even so, you could lose your shloshim. Shloshim could be knocked out. Mishum Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because of the holiday of Shmini Atzeres, as we'll see. Rabbeinu Tam, atzma yasad b'mariv shalom. Rabbeinu Tam wrote a piyut. And in it he says, Kodesh lina ushloshim idachem kasher avilim yinachem. Regarding Shmini Atzeres, it's sanctified by the fact there's an obligation of lina, like he says, it's regular for the atzma. And he also says the shloshim is knocked out, and the Avelim can be comforted by that in Shmini Atzeres, which is similar to the idea that Rabbeinu Chanan raises regarding Avelus on Shmini Atzeres. Umihu, Iyav Shalom Ashid Chel Gamri, but it can't be that Shloshim is completely knocked out by Shmini Atzeres. Tosfos continues to say, Tamrinu Meperek Basa de Moed Katan, because he quotes the Gemara Moed Katan, Yom Echad Lefnei Chag, if one sat Shiva for 1 day before Sukkos, Ve'achag, and sat for the 7 days of Sukkos, that's now a total of 8. Ushmini Shalom, now Yashmini Atzeres, Harekan Echad Ve'ashim, that's an additional 7. So you have 7, your entire Shiva was used up by the 1 day you sat before Sukkos. That counts as 7 days towards your Shloshim. 7 days follow of the Sukkos, that's now 14. Shmini Atzeres in and of itself counts as another 7. You're now 21. Umeahi de Sukkah in kan raya im in bracha dehacha ki ahu dehasam. Therefore, he concludes and tells us that the bracha mentioned in the Gemara and Sukkah has to be the same bracha mentioned here. Pehasam lo havamatzi lukumi bibikas amelech. And here, it can't mean bracha of a king. Meaning, Shmini Atzeres cannot be bracha of a king because you don't have the ability to say that Shmini Atzeres requires the same bracha that you require on Sukkos if it means the bracha of the king. There is no bracha of the king on Sukkos. Mishum delesi b'shivas meichag, because there's no such thing as a bracha melech during the 7 days of Sukkos. So bracha has to mean something different, and that's why the conclusion of Tosfos then is that regel either means lina or avelos, and bracha refers to the davening. Unlike Rashi, who had assumed that regel means the davening, and bracha meant birkas hamelech. The Me'iri in Source 10, the very end of the Me'iri, says, again, bracha b'fnei atzmo, this is 5 lines up from the bottom of the Me'iri, she'im eskir mitfila bracha chagasukos, so we don't say on davening the chagasukos, on Shmini Atzeres, ele chagatzeres, v'gdoli ha'rabanim, pirshu inazeh b'rega b'fnei atzmo, but he says the gdoli ha'rabanim, which is referring to Rashi's opinion, say that that limud of requiring a different name during your davening and mentioning is learned out from regel b'fnei atzmo, not from bracha b'fnei atzmo. Rotzel amar shelo pirshu l'inyan avelos, which also means they did not explain it to mean avelos as Rabbeinu Chanan did. El inyan hazkaras hagatzeres. Regel means naming of the day. So again, like Rashi, pirshu l'inyan bracha. And if you do that, then you have a bracha has to be explained. Shem yivarchin bo'as hamelech, which was a blessing for the king. Seichel the bracha shebrechu l'shlomo be'oso ayom, as the bracha was given to Shlomo on that very day when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, K'dichsev, as it says in Sefer Melachim, B'yom HaShemini, Shilaches Am V'yirechu Es HaMelech, on the 8th day, sent away the nation, and they blessed the king. Vein Yerakim, Meir doesn't like that, it can't be that. Shemach HaShadu Hayal Ingezeh HaMakom B'shah HaRegalim Klal, because there's no relationship whatsoever with the statement by any other holiday of bracha. Mind your lomar zeh, alzeh, shu regal b'fnei atzma. Why would you call that a regal then? How could you say Shemini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzma? Because of the fact that it's a different name, and then bracha must be birkas hamelech. It has nothing to do with any other holiday, bracha on Shmini Atzeres. So you wouldn't say that Shmini Atzeres is unique and that has, or different, that it has its own bracha compared to the others. It's not its own bracha, it's a different bracha. It's not relevant at all to what's being given before. So Meir doesn't like the opinion of Rashi, and he holds like Tosfos as well. Source 11 is a very interesting he'ara from Moedim Halacha. Rabbi Zevin writes that by bracha, again, bracha is the beis and pasar kashav, Shuv machlokas harishonim is a machlokas what bracha means. The Rashi zoi birkas hamelach. Rashi, as we learned, says it refers to the blessing of the king, long live the king. Yisodom et tosefta, and his source for that is the tosefta, where it says, and he quotes the tosefta, bracha liatzma shenemar b'yom hashmini shilachas am v'aybechu hasamelach. It's a bracha on its own, as it says in the pasuk, on the eighth day they sent the nation and blessed the king. Tosvos hikshu, Tosvos asked the question. Hello, Amru, kishem shishivas yimei achag tunin korban shir bracha v'lina afshmini. Didn't we learn in the Gemara in Sukkah that just like Sukkot requires korban shir bracha and lina, so tushmi atzeres requires korban shir bracha v'lina. Therefore, the bracha has to mean something that's both available on Sukkot and on shmini atzeres. Uvirgas ha-melech harei lo ha-isa ela b'shmini milvad. Uvirgas ha-melech only occurred on shmini atzeres, not on Sukkot. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam explained in the Tosfos, Bracha Zoi has karas Shmini Atzeres, Bebirkas Amazon, Bebirkas HaTfilah of HaKiddush. That Bracha refers to the name of Shmini Atzeres, different from Chag HaSukos. Hayinu Zeh Shelektas Rishonim Nechlal Berega, which is the same idea as we mentioned that Rashi includes in the word Regel B'Fnei Atzma. Huva Pirush Zeh Af B'Shah HaRishonim. He said many Rishonim agree with this as well. Now he says, and here's the Hara, Benogei LaTosefetam, regarding this Tosefetam, Mish'er Rabbeinu Shimon Lieberman, B'Tosos Rishonim Hashara Harifa. He gives a very critical understanding of the Tosefta. Yitachin shamila shenemar nosfa aydei sofrim. It's possible that the word shenemar doesn't belong in the Tosefta. Uvemes mi bayom hashmini ve'elech maskelin yan chadash. Therefore, when the pasuk is quoted in the Tosefta of bayom hashmini, it refers to something completely different and separate from the previous statement of bracha b'fnei atzma. Hakashu yafeh im haba acharav, and it fits very nicely with what is said afterwards. Samach l'hasharaso hurawa b'tosfos chagiga. And he finds an allusion to this possible understanding that the word shenemar is a mistake in the Tosfos in the Chagiga. So in source 12, I have the Tosefta written as it comes up in the Bariline CD. And here there are two paragraphs listed here. So the first one we read. Yom Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. We saw this in the Tosfos. The last day of the holiday. Pais Liatzmo, Zman Liatzmo, Regal Liatzmo, Korban Liatzmo, Shir Liatzmo, Bracha Liatzmo. Those are the six Pazar Kashav. Shene'emar, as it says, Vayom HaShemini Shalachas Am Vayrechu HaSamelach, which seems to imply that the source for Bracha Liatzmo was learned out from the Pasuk of Vayom HaShemini Shalachas Am Vayrechu HaSamelach. Next paragraph, Yachol lo hayut unim lina. You might think that you're not required to do lina on Shmini Atzeres. Talmud Lomar, that's not true, because we have another pasuk that tells us, Bayom eshrim u'shloshel lechodesh hashvi'i, on the 23rd day of the 7th month, Shilach ha'sa'am, they sent away the nation, Vayelchu la'oholeihem, and they went to their tents. Ha'ketzad, how could it be that they were sent away both on the 22nd day and on the 23rd day of Tishrei? Nifturim yibod yom, they got permission to leave on the 22nd day while it's still light out. Hishkimu v'hochu lehem, and they had to wake up early then after sleeping over for the night, because they were required to do lina, and they slept over for the night, and they left on the 23rd day of Tishrei early in the morning. So that's the way the Tosefta is written. The Tosefos Nechagiga that's referring to might be a hint as to how to properly read this is Rabbeinu Azriel, Matap Tosefta, Tanya Belel Yom Tov Achron Chozun Levatem, that on the 22nd day of Tishrei, after Shmini Atzeres, they went back to their houses, as it says, V'yam HaShmini Shelach HaSa'am, Yachol She'in Tuna Lina. You might think that implies they didn't require Lina that night. Tamalom, or V'yam HaShmini Shelosh HaLechodesh, Shelach HaSa'am, HaKetza, Niftru, V'ashkimu, V'holchim, L'machras, Yom HaShmini Shu, Chav Gimel. Again, just as the last part that Tosefta said, but here what he's doing is this. He's saying that the whole limud of the Pasuk of V'yam HaShmini Shelach HaSa'am is not tied into Bracha B'fnei Atzmo. It's actually tied into Lina. It's tied into understanding how is Lina required on Shmini Atzeres. They're taking the understanding that Lina must be required on Shmini Atzeres. And the point of the Tosefta and the Pasuk of the Birkas HaMelech is that you're towing Lina, not towing Birkas HaMelech. So instead of reading like Rashi, which that the Pasuk is brought as a proof, Bracha L'fnei Atzmo is Birkas HaMelech, we're saying Tosefta is asking a question. They quote the Pasuk first, then they say, Yachol lo hayutu nilina. Does that imply that they went home on the 22nd day? Because Shilach HaSa'am? And therefore, you're not required to have lina. No, Talmud Lomar, Bayom Esrim Mishlosha, the Chodesh Hashvi'i Shilach HaSa'am. They actually slept over that night after already receiving permission to leave from the king earlier on the 22nd day of Tishrei. So it's a completely different understanding as what the Tosefta is bringing us. According to this view, the Tosefta is bringing us the Chiyuv in lina, based on the Pasuk. According to Rashi's explanation originally, the Tosefta is teaching us the Chiyuv of Birkas HaMelech, based on the Pasuk. We found the Sefer Melachim. Just to understand why it's even saying this, source number 14 is a Tosfos in Yoma, which says, "V'hachyamar biyushami perakama debrachos etuna lina b'medvar amurim." When you say you require lina on these days, what does it mean? Kishani makorban. If you're not bringing a korban that day, v'yeshi makorban below kach ton lina machmas korban. Any day you bring a personal korban, you're required to also do lina and stay in Yerushalayim for the night. So one goes to the Beis Hamikdash in the daytime, brings a korban, you're required to sleep over that night as well in Yerushalayim and not to run home. If you don't bring the korban on Shmini Atzeres, which is possible not to do. As we'll see, Shmini Atzeres is a tashlumim day for the rest of Sukkot. It's possible you're not going to bring your new korban on Shmini Atzeres ever, and you'll still be in Yerushalayim from the holiday. If that's the case, you might think you can go home that day. The point of this is saying you cannot go home that day. You need to have lina, even motzei, shmini atzeres. All right, source 15 is the Rif. Just to get a further understanding of regular from the Atzmo. He quotes up Yochanan, and then he says, Rav Nachman, Zman mishmini shachag, we say shachianu on shmini atzeres. V'tanya nami hachi, we learn v'raisa similarly, shmini linyan pazarka shav, payis b'fnei atzmo, zman b'fnei atzmo, regal b'fnei atzmo, korban b'fnei atzmo, shir b'fnei atzmo, bracha b'fnei atzmo. Perish bracha b'fnei atzmo, what does it mean when it's bracha b'fnei atzmo? Sh'omer b'tfilo b'rikas emoson, es yom ha-shmini chag ha-atzeres hazeh. As we said, it refers to davening and to benching. Regel b'fnei atzmo l'mayilch. So what is regel coming to teach us? Lian avel regarding avelos. Kedam Ravina, as Ravina explained in the Gemara Moikatan, yom echad b'fnei achag ve'achag ve'achag atzeres harikan eshim ve'achad yom inyan shloshim. That regarding shloshim, it's possible that one can sit for one day before Sukkot. That counts as 7 days towards your shloshim. 7 days of Sukkot is another 14 days towards shloshim. Shmini atzeres is 7 more days. Now that's 21 days towards shloshim. And then you minimize the amount of shloshim that's available following shmini atzeres. In Surah 16, the Ramban raises a question about the understanding of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, where they learn that Regel B'fnei Atzmo refers to Avelos, and he doesn't like it. Basically, his concern is that the Lashon by Ravina teaching us this limud, that Shmini Atzeres counts for 7 days towards Shloshim, if it was learned out specifically from Pazar Kashav, then he should have said, V'hatanya, Pazar Kashav, Linyan Shmini Atzeres. Should have been a brisa that was passed down. And technically it's not, because the way Ravina explains the halacha, that Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 full days for Shloshim, he says, V'amar, af anu ne'amar, nishne l'rishonim, that we're going to learn the same way. He should have said the tanya, he doesn't like the lashon. So therefore, it probably is not referring to Avelos, and Rabban has other ideas as to what regal could mean. One of them is Baal Ta'acher, that it's part of delaying your vows. If you make a vow to bring korbanos, you have a certain amount of holidays over which you're required to bring the vows to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's learned out differently regarding Shmini Atzeres' status as its own holiday or not. The Ridvansh in Source 17 as well also takes a limud on Avelus, and he explains how this Shmini Atzeres plays this role of the seven days. And he says in the third line down, it can't be that just like if you one sits Shiva, starts sitting Shiva before Sukkot, and doesn't complete Shiva before Sukkot starts, Sukkot will knock out the rest of Shiva. And it's as if you've sat already 7 days towards your Shloshim. It doesn't mean that when you hit Shmini Atzeres, that Shloshim is now knocked out completely as well. Why, he says, in the third line down, it doesn't knock out Shloshim completely. Why Gezeirah Shloshim, the entire Shloshim? Because you have to first start it in order for it to be knocked out by a holiday. The way Avelos works is if you start an Avelos process, and a holiday comes, the simcha of the holiday can abolish the remaining time required of that portion of the Avelos. But you have to start that. If you never started the Shiva, the holiday can't knock out Shiva. Similarly, Chas Shalom, someone passes away on Chol HaMoed, Shiva doesn't start till after the holiday altogether. We don't say that the holiday of the last days of Pesach, or Shmini Atzeres even, will knock out all of Shiva, because you never started Shiva in the first place. But if one starts it, it can knock it out. So here, if someone started their Shiva before Sukkot, Sukkot will knock out the rest of Shiva. Shmini Atzeres can't knock out completely Shloshim, because Shloshim was never started. Aval, as the Ritva continues, Kishalot Nahag B'Shloshim Klal, if he never said Shloshim at all, Shabbat Regal B'Soch Zayin, because the holiday of Sukkot came during Shiva, Einam Afsik Elosh Ola HaRegel L'Zayin Achirim. It doesn't knock, the Shmini Atzeres does not knock out all of Shloshim, but rather, it counts as 7 full days towards it. Therefore, Shmini Atzeres, which is a regel b'fnei atzmo, similar to how Rabbeinu Chananel will explain regel b'fnei atzmo, counts as 7 full days, which means you have a total of 21 down towards Shloshim for someone who started Shiva before Sukkot and did not yet complete it once Sukkot arrived. In Source 18, the Torah brings the same thing down the halacha, and that's how we paskin regarding Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Still looking to get a better understanding as to what exactly is going on with Pesach HaShav, or how to understand Pesach HaShav. In Source 19, have a Rashi. Remember, we started off, I gave you 4 Gemaras, which are the source of Pesach HaShav. I then gave you 3 Rashis for the source of Pesach HaShav. I'm now going to give you the 4th Rashi. The 4th Rashi comes from Sechas Sukkah. And here he says, Pesach HaShav, Siman Hu Kinnu Farish V'Ozo. It's an acronym, as we'll explain. And he goes on to explain Pius as we explained it. Zman is Levarecho Shechianu. Regel B'fnei Atzmo is She'en Yoshin B'Sukkah. What are you saying, Rashi? What do you mean, She'en Yoshin B'Sukkah? You told me in 3 other places the regel of neatzmo means either sheyesh lo shem regel of neatzmo, or sheein shem chagasukos alav, or sheein shem chagasukos alav in a third place. Why are you saying here, she'ain yoshvin basukkah? What does sitting in the sukkah have to do with it? It's not the same thing. And furthermore, right here in this Rashi in the sukkah, bracha liatzmo, even though he said in three other places, it refers to Birkas HaMelech, here he says, bracha liatzmo, es yom hashmini. It's called the eighth day, which is just like the opinions of everyone else against Rashi. But he does continue to say, v'tosefta mashma, he quotes the tosefta, and he says it implies in the tosefta, shemavarachin es HaMelech, that you make a blessing on the king. So he brings both those ideas under bracha here, and a new idea by Regel. The Regel is Shein Yoshvin Basukkah. The Aruch HaNeir comments on this Rashi, just to clarify, and when he says the Rashi says, Ein Yoshvin Basukkah, he says it doesn't mean just Sukkah. He says, Chada Minayu Nakit. He's only referring to one of the differences, but in reality, he says that it refers to Lulav and Nisuch HaMayim as well. The other mitzvahs as well that took place on Sukkah don't apply, since the mitzvahs of the day of the holiday of Sukkot do not apply anymore on Shmiat Tzaris. And Shmiat Tzaris is left with only one aspect that you had on Sukkot. And that's why it's going to be different or contrasted to Sukkot. We'll see in a second what that means. Well, what mitzvah? What mitzvah exists on Shmiat Tzaris that carries over from Sukkot as opposed to Sukkot Lulav and Yisach HaMayim? So in the Torah reading we had in the first Sefer Torah on Shmiat Tzaris, Parshas Re'eh, it says, Chag HaSukkos Tatzelecha Shivasamim Biosbecho Migonecho Miyikvecho. You should keep the Chag of Sukkos. Notice on the bold source 21 that it's spelled Chaser, Samach Chaf Tav, and it's Chaser, without a Vav in it. In Pasuk Des Vav, it then says, Shivasamim Tachog LaShem Elkecha, 7 days you should celebrate for Hashem, Pamakom HaSheichar, in place that Hashem chooses, which is Yerushalayim, Ki Yivrecha HaShem Elkecha, B'chuk Tvatzcha, B'chom HaSeidecha, because Hashem will give you blessings with all of your produce, and all of your handiwork, v'hisa ach sameach, and you should also be sameach. It should be but sameach, v'hisa ach sameach. The Gemara in Sukkah, source 22, quotes the Mishnah. Gemara in Sukkah, Mishnah and Gemara in Sukkah. Ha'halal v'asimcha shmona. We're required to have halal and simcha for 8 days. Ketzad, how is that? Melameid shechayiv adam v'halal v'simcha b'chol yom tov achron shel chag. Kishar kol yimos ha'chag. It teaches us that you're required not just for Sukkah's holiday proper, and in Chol HaMoed proper, to have Simcha and Halel, but then the last day of the holiday, which is Shmini Atzeres, also requires both Halel and Simcha. The Gemara says, Minahani Mili, from where do we know this? Tatan Rabbanan, Vayisa Ach Sameach, the Rabbos Leila Yom Tova Achron. That the words Vayisa Ach Sameach, it's a limud on the word Ach, adds the night after Sukkot, which is the night of Shmini Atzeres. But then the Gemara goes on to say, it's a Kalachomer, that if the night requires Simcha, so too the day requires Simcha. So Shmiat Tzaris, the Simcha, is learned out from Sukkot in this Torah reading of Parshas Re'eh, which is the reading from the first Sefer Torah on Shmiat Tzaris. The Maharetz Chayus, which is brought here, in the second paragraph, asks a great kasha on this. People who are familiar with Gemara know that there's a problem with this limud. The Gemara says, V'hisa Ach Sameach is coming to add the night following Yom Tov Acharon. It's coming to add. And in general, the word ach is coming to limit. So the Maharetz Chayus writes here, second paragraph, Dafim Chesamanov, Gemara, Vaisa Ach Sameach, the Rabos, Lele Yom Tov Achron. Ach Sameach is coming to add the night following Sukkot. Nir Betzidom, Hakol Tamahod. Everyone's astonished by this, he says. Tare Achin Virakin Miutinim, because in general, the word ach and rak come to limit, not to include more, not to expand. The Chan Dorish the Rabos, but here it's coming to expand. Vashema Gona Chasid, but the course of the Gaon Shemati, he heard to be MS, be Meyom Tov Shachag, Harishonim, regarding the days of Sukkot, Haya Mitzvah Sukkah, Yad Mitzvah Sukkah, Vilulav, Vesimcha, three mitzvahs. Vechanamar Ach Sameach, but here on the eighth day it's Ach Sameach. Hayinu Miut, that's the limitation. The Rak Simcha, that it's only Simcha, Velo Sukkah, and there's no Mitzvah Sukkah, Vilulav, and no Mitzvah Lulav. Hayinu Yom Tov Achron, to Ain Shema Rak Simcha, so on the last day, which is Shmini Atzeres, you only have Simcha. Vesulo and nothing more. Him Cain, if that's the case, Muchach l'Rabos the Simcha Noeg Akoparim. It's coming to tell you that Simcha still has to occur on Shmini Atzeres. Ava le'olam ach miut of an achim, but ach still is limiting us because that's the only thing you can carry over from Sukkot is the Simcha, and you get rid of the other mitzvos of Sukkah and Lulav, and that's the limitation that we have from the word ach. Source 24, I wrote some letters of the Aleph Beis, Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzadik, Kuf, Reish, Shin, and Tav, as you can see, and the bolder letters are Ayin, Tzadik, Reish, Tav. Rabbi Eitan Feiner has written a piece on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Eitan Feiner is from the White Shul, and in there he discusses the name of Atzeres. He says the name of Atzeres really explains what's going on for the holiday. Understanding the name understands the essence of the day. And the word Atzeres means an end. But he asks, why is it called Atzeres? There are other words you could have used as well. Sof, Kates, why is it called Atzeres? So he says, Sukkos makes sense to start with the Samach. First of all, we all know the drasha, that Sukkah spells out Samach Kaf Hei, and that's different shapes or amounts of walls that are available for a kosher Sukkah, but the Samach has four walls, the Kaf has three walls, and the Hei has 2.5 walls, and that defines a kosher Sukkah. Similarly, he says Sukkot takes place on the 15th day of the month, and the letter Samach is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis. So if you want to go past the Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres, the day past Sukkot, Ayin is the next letter. Makes sense to start with the Ayin. Similarly, it ends with the Tav, which is the last letter of the Aleph Beis, so it does refer to the end. But how is the word built? So again, in Source 24, the way it's spelled out, go after the Samach, you start with an Ayin, skip a letter, skip a Pei, then put a Tzadi in, skip a letter, skipping the Kuf, you have a Resh, skip a letter, the Shin, you have a Tav, so you're alternating letters. So the word Atzeres is the last letters of the Aleph Beis, taking out the three letters of Pei, Kuf, and Shin. Just like Maris Chayas explained, that we have Simcha on Sukkot, but we don't have the mitzvah of Sukkah and Lulav on Shmini Atzeres, the Pei Kuf Shin, according to Befiner, teaches that. It's a remez. How? The word Sukkos, which is spelled Chaser, as I said in Parshat 2a, where Chagos Sukkos Tatzelecha, and that's the source of Ahisaach Sameach, referring to Shmini Atzeres, requiring Simcha. The word Sukkos has a gematria of 480. The gematria of the Pei Kuf Shin, which you're taking out of the Aleph Beis, is 480. So if you take Sukkos out, take the mitzvahs that are there out, take Sukkah out, you're left with Atzeres, take the Pei Kuf and Shin out. I'd like to add to that, what my father did not say, is that the Pei Kuf and Shin, which are letters taken out of Atzeres, then the Sukkah is taken out of Atzeres, to make Atzeres unique, are three of the letters of Pazar Kashav, which are the distinct qualifications of Shmini Atzeres that do not exist for Sukkos. But if you take out the Pei Kuf and Shin of Pazar Kashav, you're left with Zayin, Resh, and Beis. The gematria of the remaining Zayin, Resh, and Beis is 209, which is the gematria of Ein Od Lulav. So, Shmini Atzeres is the day, as everyone's been explaining, where you have Ach Sameach, only Simcha. You're taking away the external mitzvos of Lulav and Sukkah, because it's the day that Hashem said, stick with me, just Klal Yisrael. You're special to me. I want it to be a day where I sit with you one-on-one, and you can have a very close relationship on this day with me, is what Hashem is saying. Now, with this entire background, I think we can understand what's going on with Rashi. Why did Rashi give us two different explanations as to what Regel means and what Bracha means? In the three Gemaras, where he discusses that Regel means the name of the day, and Bracha means Birkas HaMelech, he quotes the Tosefta by Birkas HaMelech in all those cases. The Tosefta was where his source was for Birkas HaMelech is Bracha. Those three Gemaras are all answering the question as whether or not Shmini Atzeres can serve as Tashlumin for Sukkos. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Avalinyan Tashlumim Derei Akol Tashlumim Derishon, that Shmini Atzeres refers to Shmini Atzeres Tashlumim for Sukkos. And the Gemara in Yoma also, Val Inyan Tashlumim, regarding Tashlumim, Tashlumim Derishonu. And regarding Chagiga as well, Val Inyan Tashlumim, Tashlumim Derishonu. So in all those cases, what Rashi is trying to show, he's putting in the Tosefta into this understanding of Pazar Kashav to say to you, you might think that since there's no Korban, like we said before, you're not bringing a Korban on Shmini Atzeres. Why not, Rashi says? Because Shmini Atzeres has no Chiyuv in Korban in and of itself, because Shmini Atzeres is only a Tashlumin, a makeup for the Korbanos of Sukkos. So you might think there's no Lina. I'm showing you the Tosefta that says, nope, Pazar Kashav. You have a Beis in Pazar Kashav. Shmini Atzeres still requires Lina, even though you're not bringing a Korban unique and special designated for Shmini Atzeres. It still requires Lina. However, in the Gemara in Sukkah, where he says the regel b'fnei atzmo is ein yoshvin b'sukkah, we don't say in the sukkah, it's not dealing with tashlumim. The Gemara in Sukkah is answering a different question. There, the Gemara says in Source 4 again, my havi Allah, Rav Nachman amar omer mizman mishmini atzeres. The machlokas they had here was whether or not you say shachiyano and shmini atzeres. Rav Nachman says you do. Rav Sheshes amar ein omer mizman mishmini atzeres. Rav Sheshes disagrees. V'hilchasa but halacha is omer mizman mishmini atzeres. Tanin tekavas hid Rav Nachman. The halacha is you do say it, and the Braisa proves it. Why? The Braisa is Shmini Regel B'fnei Atzmo L'Inyan Pazar Kashav, because the Pazar Kashav tells us that. So here Rashi's telling us, in this Gemara, the Inyan of Sukkah is, we have to say Shachianu on Shmini Atzeres, because the holiday is completely different in its essence than the days before. Because unlike the days before, which involved external mitzvot, like Sukkah and Lulav, and unlike the days before, which are universal, where we bring korbanos on behalf of the other nations, Shmini Atzeres, as we said, is its own unique special day. There are no other mitzvahs besides Simcha. It's just an opportunity for us to be with Hashem, Father and Son, to be together and close, to have a very close one-on-one time, private time, to be together and celebrate and be happy about that unique opportunity. So Rashi here wants to make sure he points out, yes, we have the obligation to say Zman Shechianu on this day because it's a unique day, different from the day before. And I think that's why Rashi distinguishes or writes something different in these different Gemaras to explain that one is dealing with Tashlumim, and you might come to think that it's not required to have Lina. I'm telling you, he says the Pesach Hashav includes Lina. And here you might think it doesn't require a Shechianu, and you want Sukkah, and he says, I'm going to explain to you why it requires Sukkah, and that's because it's a different day. There are no external mitzvahs in Yoshin B'Sukkah. Finally, then, from the Maftir of Shmini Atzeres, the Torah says, "Bayom Hashmini on the Atzeres Tiyalachem, on the eighth day it should be an Atzeres for you, Kom Alechas Avodah Lo Sasu, do not do any work." That's from Parshas Pinchas. Rashi, right there in Chumash, says, Atzeres Tiyalachem, Atzurin Basiyas Malachem. It should be an Atzeres for you, don't do any work. Thank you, I see that in the Pasuk as well. That seems to be Pshat, Kom Alechas Avodah Lo Sasu. So Rashi continues, Davar Acher. I'll give you another thing he says. Atzeres Atzurin Milatzeis. Atzeres means stay back, hold back from leaving. And that teaches you that it's required Lina. So here Rashi, I think, is referring to the fact of this Gemara Pazak HaShav, that Lina is a requirement on Shmini Atzeres, which is the limud he gives us from all the Tosefdas that he quotes, that Bracha B'Fniyasma was Birgas HaMelech. And then finally, he continues in this Chumash, in his commentary on Chumash, U'midrasho ba'agadah l'fisha kol yimos haregel hikrivu keneged shivim u'mos v'chushabayim alech. I said, all days of the holiday, we're bringing 70 parim in commemoration of the 70 nations, and when it comes time for us to leave, Amar lahem, Amakom, Hashem says to us, Bakashamikem, please, asuli su'da k'tana k'tesh enemikem, please stay over one more night with me, stay some private time with me, just me and you, for our one-on-one time. And this is referring to the unique quality of the day, which is the Rashi's explanation in Gemara and Sukkah, the Regev of Niyatzer as Ein Yoshpin Basukkah. So this Rashi in Chumash alludes to both of his explanations on Pasach Hashav, both the explanation he gives on the three Gemaras of Rosh Hashanah, Yom and Chagiga, and then the second half, Midrash Bagadah, refers to what he's explaining to us in his commentary in Maseches Sukkah.